Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you have joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ.
The Straight Path. Our scripture today is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. I freely admit that I prefer reading the New Testament over the Old Testament. I know it is important to understand the history and prophecies of the Old Testament as it prepares the way for us to experience the birth, crucifixion, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. However, it doesn't speak to me as the New Testament does, except for Psalms and Proverbs. To me, the words of these two books are beautiful in their praise and in their expressions of the human condition, and they give us words to live by. Proverbs is considered a wisdom book, providing guidance for living a good life. However, Proverbs do not provide promises. If you do this, then this will happen. No, rather, if you do this, then you have a better chance of experiencing fulfillment and happiness. There are no guarantees that our paths will be straight if we trust in the Lord. But relying on our own knowledge and understanding is definitely a more hazardous path. Can you think of a time when all you could do is trust in the Lord? Some circumstance that you could not see around or past, a time of confusion, sadness, and darkness. Unless you have led an exceptionally unusual life, then we can all answer yes to those questions. For me, a recent time in my life that I felt this way was my husband's diagnosis, pancreatic cancer. I wanted to believe that he would beat the odds and survive longer than a few months. But in my heart of hearts, I knew that our time was short. When he passed away 4 months later, I could not conceive of a path forward without him. I could not see a future with any joy in it, although we had talked extensively about my going forward with plans we had made together. I trusted the Lord to guide me because I had to. Now, a little over a year later, I can look back and see that, although the path was still quite crooked and still filled with uncertainty, the Lord did guide me. It wasn't a straight path, but it led me to where I am today, trusting the Lord to continue to guide me and able to honor my husband's memory by living a meaningful, happy life. To me, these verses in Proverbs lead directly to Jesus' promise as he ascends into heaven. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for your guidance and wisdom in the book of Proverbs, your assurance that relying on you is always the best choice. Even more, thank you for the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of your Son, Jesus Christ, whose last promise assures us that we will never be alone, no matter our circumstances. He will always be with us and guiding us. Amen. This devotion was written and read by Pat Scruggs.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.